Hi, I'm Laura Smith, and what you hear is the sound of cans and bottles beginning to be collected at one of the People's Depot sites here in Portland, Oregon.
The People's Depot is a community-led, independent bottle redemption service born out of the COVID-19 pandemic, when access to bottle redemption became limited and people were in critical need of income. Bottle and can deposits are a critical source of income for many members of our community to cover basic human needs, such as food, housing costs, bus passes, and laundry. Informal recyclers often exist on slim economic margins, and the COVID-19 crisis has magnified economic instability. Despite the added risk of COVID-19, individuals are still collecting beverage containers for deposits. The People's Depot operates 3 locations and works alongside harm reduction outreach services. By stacking bottle return with other social services, the People's Depot both supports individual health and well-being and helps preserve community safety in a time when all are encouraged to minimize travel.
So People's Depot provides a really great resource for the community. They're mobile, and they meet people where they're at so that they can get money for their cans. And this is not something that the city or anyone else provides. So if it wasn't here, like, people want to complain about there being trash and stuff, but this is like a resource for, like, not only is it getting rid of waste, but it's also like giving people money so that they can live more comfortably. And it's just a really important resource to have for our community out here. It's just a form of harm reduction that everyone should be happy about, and if there's like a criticism that they have, I think they should investigate it, like their criticism of what they're uncomfortable with, because people just being outside and trying to make their life more comfortable and other people trying to come out and help them is a really good thing. It's not something that should be seen negatively.
Your name's Michael.
Michael Fawcett.
And you're with the Ground Score Association.
Ground Score Association. And we come out and we buy bottles and cans from people on Saturdays. And we partner up with PPOP over here, the Portland People's Outreach Project. And they do a little harm reduction where they're offering people supplies. And we're out here from 1 till 3 every Saturday, so people get used to us, and we treat them a little better than the bottle drop does.
What do you think makes the difference?
Well, just, we're a little nicer to people than at the bottle drop. We don't have armed guards and that kind of thing. And we take all their cans from them, pretty much. I think people look forward to coming to see us, coming to see PPOP. It's, kind of a routine for them. And then if you keep taking away people's touchstones, their routines, I don't think that's good for people. I know it's not good for me. So I think that it's important to show up every time for people and become a fixture in their life.
Who do you serve? Who do you see come through here?
Well, we see all kinds of people. The canners that come through could be tons and tons of cans, or maybe just a few cans. I think about half of the people, they do canning for a living. That's their main source of income. And so, we try to be a one-stop shop and get all their cans from them. And it just makes it so they don't have to travel so far out to Delta Park to return their cans.
I see a lot of cans being processed here. How many cans do you think you take in? What's the impact on the waste collection?
So we're talking about, we'll be coming up on 2 million cans towards the end of the year. And I don't have the figures off can, but you know, in the hundreds of thousands each day, we're like giving out $1,200. So if we do the math, that would be 120,000 containers. And they come and pick them up from us right here. You can see the bags that we fill up, and we just take them out right here. So it certainly is helping to keep, you know, just like everything, helping to keep the trash down and hopefully mitigate the impact on the community as well.
Canning is an important economy for people who come through here. Why do you think canning as an economy is so important?
Well, you know, when they a while back, it went from 5 cents to 10 cents a container. And so, you know, that can add up pretty quickly. And I think that people depend on that to supplement their income. And a lot of people will buy cans from other canners. They'll at like a nickel, 5 cents a container. But we pay full price here. and you know, it wasn't, as we're finding out, it wasn't set up. The system wasn't set up to be an income source for people, but it has become an income source for people. And so we're just one of the good places they can bring stuff back and not feel like they have to wait in line for hours and hours and get treated poorly. Many of the people that we have that work for us counting the cans are actually canners themselves. And so it's like, you know, they can relate to people, and they bring their own cans here to get counted too. So it's not like a bottle drop situation. We have employees, but a lot of them are canners as well.
So Andy, would you like to talk to me about your relationship to the People's Depot?
Yes. I need the place to make extra money, or else I'll be in severe poverty. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
How long have you been utilizing the People's Depot?
Close to a year since I've discovered it under the Morrison Bridge. What impact? Oh, a lot. It cleans up the environment, puts some extra money in people's pocket, and it gathers people together for social exchange, information that people need to know.
Most of these cans and bottles redeemed originate from the ground, litter, or are pulled from public trash cans, where they're diverted from the waste stream.
I'm on disability. The inflation rate has gone so high, and if it weren't for places like this, I wouldn't be able to survive or maintain my current living status. So I mean, it's been an absolute lifeline for me, and I appreciate it immensely.
Do you want to share how long that's been the case for you, or how long you've been coming to People's Depot?
I would say I've been coming here for 10, 11 years. It's had to tighten my belt and do whatever I could to survive, you know. Short of criminal activity, I don't go that route, so it's just become a basic survival all the way around. So, like I said, this is one of my lifelines. To have anything extra, like to have a cigarette once in a while, maybe a beer twice a month, maybe stretch it out. But I appreciate things when I get them, so it's a blessing to have this type of place.
Some people come by car, but not very many. Mostly it's people on foot, or with wagons they pull, or bicycles with trailers. People are happy to see each other. They're generally relaxed. It's a chance to rest and get a little money for the day or week.
Why do I come out here? Anything to make money, to make me feel part of the community, and to see people doing positive things.
There are many gaps that exist within the local waste collection system. Canners fill one of these gaps. In downtown Portland and among the canning community, there has been some confusion regarding the People's Depot, site collection, and whether sites are being closed or funding is at risk.
Well, I'm the coordinator of People's Depot, and I don't know where you got that information from. Okay.
But So give me the scoop. Okay. Tell me what's up.
So we're not closing. We did have to close down one site, but that was had something to do with, well, I guess with budget cuts. But as far as St. John's and Morrison, we're still going to be open. We used to get our funding from government, but now we get our funding from OBRC, which is the bottle company. So that's who gives our grant. I mean, who sponsors us. So as long as they keep getting, helping us out, then the People's Depot will be here for a long time, hopefully. So that's what we're working on right now.
So some sites for People's Depot have shut down.
Yes, the steel bridge we had to shut down the steel bridge. And it wasn't so much as funding. It was the fact that we weren't getting a lot of people coming there. Like a lot of, so we have more people, like we needed to focus on the sites that have a bigger capacity. Not saying that we, still didn't need us, but right now, until we can get back out there, we just want to focus on St. John's and Morrison, underneath the Morrison Bridge. That's our other site. The impact of it, the thing about from Steel Bridge is that Morrison is just like right over the bridge. So they can also come over to Morrison and cash their cans in. And then once we get everything in order and stuff, we'll be back to Steel. So we'll probably be back there back in February. That's our goal, is to be back in February underneath the Steel Bridge. So, yeah, we're not, right now it's just like a break, but we will be back, like I say, between February and March of next year.
What do you think the importance is of the People's Depot to the community?
To let them know that, the whole reason why we started this is because we're canners helping canners, if that makes any sense, so... We, as being canners, we understand when you go to the bottle, the bottle drop and stuff, and how people can be treated, or people, don't want to go travel that far to a bottle drop. So we brought the bottle drop to them, and we're way different than them because we're also canners. So we also, travel and get cans for our income. This is our income. So we pretty much want to let the voices of the canners know that we hear you, that, we understand what you're going through, and that we're trying to make a difference. We're trying to put you guys back on the map to where everybody will consider this as your, this is an income. This is your income. So we want everybody's participation to understand that point. So pretty much when they come to People's Depot, they know that we get it, and we believe in you guys, and we encourage you guys to keep canning and keeping the environment clean and recycle. We want to encourage all that. And until there ain't no butt left in me, we're going to keep doing that. So that's what to know about us.
One last question. What do you think the impact of canners and canning is on the waste stream and its importance to the community overall?
I think the impact of canners has a great multiple impact on the environment and everything, because if it wasn't for the canners, then the world would be way more trash or can't, you know, more polluted, the waters will be more polluted and people's everywhere else will be way more trash. I know people say that there's trash or that trash there, but if it wasn't for canners, then it would be way worse than that. You know, last year we recycled over 25 million cans. Can you imagine that 25 million cans being outside on the sidewalk or hanging out of a garbage can? No, that's too much, you know? So, you know, we play our role. We just want to be recognized for it. That's all. That's pretty much what it is. And so that's why we have the People's Depot, because we do recognize that, you know? And so we play our part and we want everybody else to play their part. So I think we make a big impact on our community as a whole, communities everywhere, because canners are the reason why the community stays the way it is, how clean it is. Because we stay recycling, even if it ain't cans and bottles and cans, we do trash, all that. We even have our glitter program that goes around to each homeless camps or houseless camps and pick up all their trash and all that and pick up their, and get rid of all their trash and waste and stuff that they can get rid of because they don't have regularly, you know, trash routes on the trash routes like everybody else. So our glitter program helps that too. So we're doing it the right way, and it's making a big impact everywhere. So
is there anything else you'd like to add that I haven't mentioned?
Everybody's welcome, invited to People's Depot. We welcome everybody, regardless of housed or unhoused. Everybody's welcome, and we hope to see everybody here on Monday through Friday underneath the Morrison Bridge and Saturday underneath the Peninsula Bike Trail.
People who live and work in the margins often have had to survive from being incredibly resilient and are able to respond quickly in emergency situations. The creation and management of the People's Depot is a perfect example of this. When COVID-19 began impacting the state of Oregon in March of 2020, grocery stores were allowed to suspend their bottle and can redemption service. The same people who relied on the support for an 85% recovery rate for cans and bottles across the state were severely impacted, and their needs were not considered when faced with a pandemic. There's an informal economy at work in Portland. It's the waste sector. According to Portland's Inclusive Waste Management Report, waste is one of the most accessible and widespread resources around the globe. It serves as a critical source of income and resilience for some of the world's most impoverished and marginalized workers. It's particularly important to marginalized groups that experience higher barriers to formal employment for a range of reasons. This may include racial or gender discrimination, mental and physical health challenges, the need for a flexible schedule due to home care duties, health conditions, or other unpredictable reasons. In addition, it's an important common stopgap for people needing temporary or periodic income because of crisis or erratic employment. The People's Depot serves at least 300 individuals per week, and since April 2020, has opened 4 collection sites and created 24 low-barrier job opportunities.